Okay, so people, good morning. How na day? Da ki day. And good morning. And for this episode of Church of Wisdom, Da ki day podcast, I'm still be your host, Da ki day in person. You know, nobody to take my place yet. You know, but maybe in the future, person could stand in for me. You know, but for now, I'm still Da ki day your host. And how na day? How your health? How everything? How life? I hope say my Naija people for Naija, we don't dey home now. I hope so now they prepare for the elections. You know, we get like how many days now? 24 days before the elections. You know, today being the 1st of February 2023. So you're welcome, and we still dey Crack House Radio. You know, where they play better music, music from all over Africa, hip hop, R&B from the 90s. You know, good music. Where we just, we know where then they play good, just good music. The only place where you go listen to good music na Crack House Radio. And how you fit take listen to Crack House Radio, you fit visit dakide.com, www.dakide.com, or you fit just download app, any web radio app, like Shoutcast, Icecast, and all that. You know, any app where the future radios, where they online, you know. You feel download any app and just search for Crack House Radio, you know, and listen to good music. Music all over Africa in many different languages. Hip-hop, R&B from the 90s. So, make I no yarn too much. For this episode of Da ki day podcast, you know, I won't bring knowledge. The knowledge day where I won't bring, the knowledge where I won't bring could get something to do with nutrition again. You know, may we talk about nutrition. Today I know one yap, you know. Because you get as you go yap finish, and you know, if you they yap, they also like they touch lives. So today I want touch lives for people where they're ready to like change their lives, you know. And if you hear me say you know a lot, if it be another you know situation, where could it say a lot, you know? So nutrition, and the nutrition we are one yarn about today get to do with Africans. You know, say, me where they come here, come talk. If I want talk about food, if I want talk about nutrition, dietary, where can yarn, I'm like people where don't go school, you know? As in, I know say, you know, say me they speak English, they confuse some people, go think say I never go school, so I go agree with them, say I no been go school, but make I just satisfy their curiosity. You know, so when I want talk anytime where I talk about nutrition and food, my audience be Africans. So no get them mixed up, you know. May we no get them twisted and mixed up and confusing, you know, because we know they're here to confuse anybody. Because I know they're here to yarn on things we are no know. Wait till make I throw that in, be say, before I continue my nutritional this thing, topic we are one touch today. Wait till make I throw that disclaimer in, be say, anytime where I do. Or I see online videos, online things, where white doctors go to talk, where white doctors go to talk about nutrition. And they always ask myself, say, when these people, they talk about these foods, these superfood, these healthy foods, these bad foods you shouldn't eat, and good foods you should always include in your diet. Then they talk. Are they sending these messages to everybody, Daki people included? I be their audience now, only white people. I get one video where I watched yesterday from a Dr. Kundi, or is it a Dr. Kundri or a Dr. Kundi? I don't know. It's a white man. So he was talking about peanuts. How peanuts are not really nuts, but beans. Yes, you've said that several times. White doctors have said that several times, that peanut, groundnut, what thing they call groundnut for Africa, no be nuts per se. Say na beans, say na legume, then be. You know, say the You don't say white people get funny ways where they just go around the planet, they name things. Them they go around the planet, they classify things where they don't get idea about. Them feel say them sabi everything. Make I just throw that one in there too. So this doctor, they talk about peanuts, how peanuts, they're very bad, you know, how peanuts contains lectin and all that. Say peanuts, anyways, you know, make I not use this doctor as an example because many of them, they where they do the same thing. So my question, they always be, or waiting, they always bother me be say, when them they talk about these videos, these foods, sorry, when them they talk about these healthy foods, them superfood, the bad foods, the toxic foods, where them they eat. See, I don't talk say the arrogance and the ignorance of some of these white people, they're very, very mind-boggling. Because these people go come online, come talk things. Them go say these things. I don't talk about this thing in my previous episode. I will continue my nutritional this thing, the topic. I just want to clear the air here on some things. In one episode like that, I don't talk say all these people where they claim to they do research on food. They claim to the research food. All these white people, because now white people they do this bullshit. Them go they research the foods where them they eat. When them research these foods where them they eat, them go to Africa, go take things where Africans they eat, where Africans don't eat for thousands of years. Them eat these things. Them try to feed these things to their people. They forget say we are two different species of people. Although people on the planet, no one agrees, say we are two different species. Because if you look at us, one of us get melanin, the other one lacks melanin. That melanin things, I will come back to that in a bit. So when them go take food, where people, where been a grow up, where people, where they thrive under the sun, people where they very active when the sun is at its highest level in the sky. Them go take the food where these kind people, this type of people, they eat. Them where they live inside cold. Them where they thrive inside cold, inside ice. Them go take food where sun people, people where they party under the sun, eat. Them begin eat those foods. Those foods get negative effects on their body. Them now come write for book, give to the whole world, tell the world, say, oh, that food is bad. Say, you shouldn't eat that food, oh, that food is bad, it's not a healthy food. Eat this thing, eat our food. Eat the food where they grow in their cold region. Food where feed grow in their region, like spinach and broccoli. Then they tell the world, say, eat these things, these are the best food. The ignorance of these people, just they mind bug me. Because people where they thrive under the sun, they eat things where they don't eat. But see, it gets some things where I go agree. I don't talk several times. Say carbohydrate, too much carbohydrate is bad. I don't talk up. But it get different types of carbohydrate. You get carbohydrate where your body go absorb, go metabolize, take, make use of them. Africans don't eat yam for thousands of years. Africans don't eat cocoyam for thousands of years. The body, an African body, an African internal organs, an African body mechanism feed metabolize cocoyam, yam. But cassava, if you refine cassava, the tube of the cassava, you refine and turn them into garri, kill the cyanide. Where there is, if you eat these things carefully, if you eat these things the way where you're supposed to eat them, not every day, your body could feed metabolize the starch where they inside these things. Your body could feed, make use of this carbohydrate. Your body, no forget, say, most people in Africa know they sit on inside motor, they drive. Most people in Africa know get the comfort of sitting inside house. They sit on for couch, they watch TV from morning till night. Because we no get social structure for Africa where they pay people money every month and if you no get job. If you don't have a job, if you don't, you have to go out hustle for your food. You have to go out and work for your life, for your livelihood. So when these people, these ignorant people come online and start telling the whole world that a particular type of food is good for the whole world, it is always very insulting and very, very arrogant. I don't talk in one other episode, say I am yet to encounter an African with food allergy. I don't talk and before say I have never seen an African where get food allergy. Where be say if he eat peanut, an African or a born African person where they grow, person living in Africa on the continent, I never see one, a black African. I'm yet to encounter one where get peanut allergy. Where be say if he eat the groundnut, he go begin to react. No, I am yet to see one. I grew up in Nigeria. We've been they hug groundnut, they buy groundnut every day when we were in school. They eat them, nothing they happen. See, these people lack melanin. I've been talking, I could come back to melanin. Them tell you, say, you get some certain food where you can eat, where contain melatonin. Now, instead of them to just call it melanin, they add something else to it just to confuse you, just to make themselves happy. You see, they can't even accept, say, them lack melanin and them eat that, and them get to eat some certain food to give them, to like help them, give them this melanin a little. They know what melanin be. Them know, say, most of the things where they affect them, no fit affect black Africans because of the melanin where they inside the body of a typical black African. So instead of them calling that thing melanin outright, they call them melanotone or whatsoever. They say they inside pistachio or some nuts like that. See, I don't talk, say I no be doctor, but I don't do my research on my own way. You know, and mean a common sense too. They add common sense one-on-one, they talk. So when me, Daki Day here to talk about nutrition, my nutritional lecture are the target Africans. I'm talking to Africans. I'm talking to black Africans, black people. I'm not talking to white people because I'm not going to sit here and tell a white person and tell the whole world that eating yam is very healthy. Because I know, say, you eating yam as a white man fit cause damage inside your body. I know that. I know, say, you eating cassava, eating garri, eating things where no they need. I don't talk, oh God, may the soul of the great Dr. Sebi rest. Have peace. May the soul of Dr. Sebi. Dr. Sebi was the only doctor who said that. Now, all of them, they copy, all of them, every doctor, every claimed doctor you see on social media now giving lectures on diet and all that is copying Dr. Sebi, saying exactly what Dr. Sebi said years ago. And they were the same people who were labeling Dr. Sebi a quack doctor. They were the same people who dragged Dr. Sebi to court, who said Dr. Sebi had no license to practice medicine because he was an African. Now, all of them, they talk, they repeat, they copy, they say exactly what Dr. Sebi said 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. There was one Indian man I even saw on social media too, last time. He was saying one to one, what Dr. Sebi said. If you add the video of Dr. Sebi and this man talking, it'd be like that thing where they call plagiarizing or something. If you copy within copy and paste. If you add the video side by side, waiting in that video, Dr. Sebi was being interviewed. In this man's video, he was saying one-to-one, what exact words-to-words what Dr. Sebi was saying. Dr. Sebi made that interview over 30 years ago. This man's interview was like last year. He said the only disease, the only cause of disease is mucus. That is what he said, a white Indian man. He said the only cause of disease is mucus, and that this is what you have to eat. All of them, some of them are talking fasting and what you should eat, when you shouldn't eat, and how you should eat. What Dr. Sebi fasted for days. May the soul of Dr. Sebi have peace. Because he was an African, they refused to accept him that time. Now, all of them, they come out to make money on YouTube. They come out saying exactly what Dr. Sebi preaches about. May God forgive all of them. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, a white person, that you eating something eaten by Africans in Africa is good for you. No, I'm not going to say that. Because that will be ignorant on my level. That will be ignorant on my side. Anything where I want to talk, if I talk about nutrition, my targets, they always be African, black people, people with melanin, people where I know say the things where they eat, no sit. Say, see waiting they're supposed to eat. I don't talk in one episode, say nuts, ground nuts, whether them one call them beans now or whatsoever, I still call them ground nuts, because now nuts where they grow underground. Now nuts where they grow inside ground. Make Oyibo call them anything they want call. Me, Niger people, we still call them ground nuts. You know. Ground nuts contains omega-6 fatty acid. We know that. We know that. But waiting be this omega-6 fatty acid. Now the question be that. Waiting be this omega-6 fatty acid. Waiting be this acid where they harm white people. Waiting be this lactin where they harm the hot white people. Because check this out. Let's go back history. Let's do history. Let's go back in time. Way back, like the 90s hip-hoppers. Now we're going to go back, way back. May we go back in time. Before the time when Africans, they were, you know, they come bundle us and took us to Babylon. May we go back in time. Ask ourselves, say, waiting Africans been the eat. Before Europeans brought cassava into Africa. Waiting Africans, apart from yam and quinoa and all that, waiting Africans been they eat. Africans, the original people, original man, been evolved with long hands, long limbs, limbs and all that. Why you get hands and long fingers on your hand? On your hand? You get these things. Because you've been supposed to use these things to the grab fruits. So the original man been the grab fruits, the extending hands, the grab fruits, could they climb tree. You could they climb tree, they grab fruits. Now, Oyibo they make noise, say lectins are found in some fruits. Lectins are found in things, in the skin, the peels of some things, right? And these are the same Oyibo people where tell us, say, human beings been come about through evolution, abi? So why do some fruits get the lectin? Why only, and if you check, now only the fruits, where their fruits, they high up in the air, up in the tree, no get lectin inside them. The only fruits, the only type of fruits where get lectin, this quote-unquote lectin, because I don't know what in that thing be. Waiting, the only type of fruit where get lectins, now fruits where they crawl for ground. Like them say tomato them. But paprika them, bell pepper them. Cucumber them. These are things where they crawl on the ground. So this lectin, to my understanding, should be a defense mechanism. Where these fruits, these trees, them don't evolve to the use to the like, you know, discourage people from eating them. But my thing, my question come be say, these same Oyibo people talk say we came about through evolution, abi. So it took these trees, these plants, years, millions of years to evolve this defense mechanism, right? And human beings been don't evolve for millions of years too on this planet, which means say we were been they eat fruit, they pick things, they eat. We've been also see maybe this lectin been they kill us in its early stage that time millions of years ago. Been, but as time they go, we Africans who were eating fruits, don't forget say we not been living inside caves. We were never living inside caves. Europeans been live inside caves in the cold. And they not been they get fruit to eat. They were eating animals. They were eating blood. So let's be real. Let's keep this real. So if this, as this plant them been evolved this defense mechanism, we Africans, we the original people too, been evolved mechanism inside our body to counteract the effect of this lectin thing. Now, make I don't ask this question before. You don't ever see a black African living in Africa with food allergy. I have never seen one. Anybody where don't see one, I beg, comment. That person has to live in Africa under the sun, get melanin inside his body enough. I'm not talking people who don't travel out of Africa for years. I'm yet to encounter an African, a born, raised African with food allergy, where lectins they affect. So when these people want to talk, they always like, I'm always like, these people, the ignorant, and they are too full of themselves, man. I don't talk, say, I know, say, some things where Africans, they eat. Africans not supposed to eat those things. Africans not supposed to eat blood. By blood, I mean flesh. Africans not supposed to kill chicken, kill these things, cows, they eat. Africans not supposed to eat even cassava. But as they don't eat them, it means say their body don't they move, they develop things to they counteract the effect of the cyanide where they inside cassava. And make you always know, say the melanin where they run inside the body of a typical African. It's a very powerful anti-defense, you know, it's a very powerful defense mechanism. Waiting make Africans black, no be sun. Now defense mechanism, that thing where they make Africans black, now defense mechanism where Africans don't develop, evolve to like, you know, they produce to protect themselves from the nyama things, conditions where this, see, the original man, something created us and placed us in Africa at the beginning of time. So as the world they move, as things they move, they say na evolution. Yes, let's say na evolution. Make I contradict myself now, say na evolution. As the world they move, Africans they move along with it. Because we were the first people on the planet. So as the planet, they move,
as the planet they produce bacteria, as the planet they manufacture viruses, Africans they move along with it. Meaning Africans they develop antiviruses inside their body, antibacterial, anti everything to the, you know, to the counteract the effect of these things. So all these white people coming online talking shit because they no get things inside their body where they protect them from the war. They claim, say, this, that goes for everybody on the planet. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. If lectin is killing you, it is not killing Africans. What is killing Africans is the sugar we don't go introduce into Africa. What is killing Africans is diabetics. What is killing Africans is the starch, the bad carbohydrate we don't go introduce, give Africans. Not the lectins. Africans no been know wetin diabetics be. My grandmama no been sabi wetin diabetics be. My grandpapa no been know wetin diabetics be. Now una carry beverages, Coca-Cola, Fanta, Sprite, sugar. Now una go. May God forgive you now. Now una carry take refined sugar, go introduce, give Africans. Now you people went to Africa and started killing Africans. And now you're coming online telling the whole world that something where they kill you because you don't get anything to defend, to protect you from this thing, is also gonna kill the whole world. No, it is not. Yes, eating too much fat meat is gonna kill you, everybody all over the planet. We know that. And the reason why it's going to kill Africans is because Africans were not eating these things. You brought this hybrid. You brought these chemicals to Africa. You took these chemicals to Africans and gave it to them. You brought cassava. You manufactured cassava, took it to Africa and gave it to Africans. Anything where no feed grow alone, on its own, Africans, nobody they eat them. Cassava can grow on its own. You have to plant a cassava. You have to cut the stem and plant it. But mangoes, guavas, pawpaw, all these things can grow on their own. You know. All these things feed grow on their own. You know. So, anything where me they talk, say it get anything to do with nutrition, I they always target Africans. I know say it get, if you eat too much fat, it's no good for your body. Them say omega 6 bad, omega 3 good. My question be, waiting the omega 6 fatty acid. Is omega 6 bad for everybody, or is omega 6 fatty acid bad only for white people? That's my question. Because I believe, say, Africans, they see, if food's been supposed to kill people, Africans for don't die, finish. Make a deal on that, like that. If food been supposed to kill people, Africans for don't die, finish. Because the things where Africans they eat, even those things where Onakariko introduced, give Africans now, Africans begin to eat them, those same things they kill people in the West, non-Africans. But those things, no, they kill Africans quick. They build up, come they turn into diabetics and arthritis and high blood pressure and all that over time. But those same things, they kill some people very, very quickly. So if food, they kill Africans like that, Africans for don't die, finish. But I want me to know, say, African, a typical African, can withstand things thrown at him or her, where you, white person, no fit. And I'm not disrespecting. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just keeping it real. My church of wisdom, we day. We keep everything real, 100. No faking. You know? So, I strongly suggest to these people, I want to suggest to these people, these doctors, online doctors, say, if you they talk about food, if you come online to lecture people and get your 2 million views, 5 million views, and Dr. Sebi will say the same thing and has no view. A black, a herbal doctor, an African doctor will say the exact same thing and there will be no views on his YouTube channel. But a white man will say, copy the black man and paste and will get 5 million views. So when you come online to talk about these things, address these things to your people. Tell your people, say, hey, look, Latin is going to kill you. Tell it to your white community. Tell them that eating palm oil is going to kill you. I don't talk and before say, eating palm oil is going to kill you non-Africans, but it's not going to kill an African. I don't talk these things several times now. Tell your people, say, eating yam is going to kill you, but you can eat potato. Don't come online and tell the whole world that, hey, this is that, and this is bad for you, and it's good for you. Why? Because it's good for Europeans, it should be good for everybody. No. To an African, spinach isn't good for you. Spinach is acid. I'm Daki Day, and the Church of Wisdom, you still they listen to. Nothing they happen. We still they broadcast on Crack House Radio, where you feel listen to good music. The only station where they play good music, as far as I don't, they listen to them. Then they play good music, you know. Then they play African music. They play Afrobeat. They play everything. Podcasts, all these podcasts where they come out from Church of Wisdom. You could only hear them on Crack House Radio, you know. You feel hear them on Anchor FM too, you know. With their YouTube too, you know. With their Spotify too, you know. With their Google Podcast, with their Apple Podcast, you know. So now only there you could listen to the Kide Podcast, you know. Nothing that happened, I've been talking, I go say, you know. And you hear us, I say, that, you know. You know. You know. So anything that happened, my people. My Niger people, my Niger brothers and sisters, what's in the happen? When I shine on our eye, when you want go vote, make you vote for the right person. Make you no sell your vote, because your vote they very important. So I'm Daki Day. And I'll see you in my next episode, you know. So until then, I'm Yana, I'm out.